A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halala Show Season 4, Mix Number
12.
Yo, yo, welcome to the Hala Hala Show, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello, boop, welcome boop. Back, everybody. This will be, well, we're going to release it today, right?
Today or tomorrow, doesn't matter. It's a little bit earlier matter. Than normal, yeah. You know?
It doesn't matter because you don't email us anyway.
Oh.
In our way.
But anyway, no, welcome kidding. To the Hala Hala Show. This is the podcast where we talk about anything and everything under the sun. But we do have a little bit of structure for all the first-time Leche fans out there. Rika G will tell you about what we do here.
Yeah, so first we start with saying our names. My name is Rika and that's JC. In case you didn't know. Also, we do like sharing what happened throughout our week, and that's what we call Where You Been. And then we go to RTTs. What are RTTs today?
RTTs, we're talking about a few things. Moira De La Torre, what pasalubong she brought to her concert at Qatar for a fan, I think, right?
Yes.
You'll. It's a little bit weird. It could have doubled as an odd diva, but we'll talk about that. It's pretty funny. Rika found something about Emma Roberts. A little bit of a drama between her and her mom, and regarding their kid. Right. So we'll talk about.
Yeah,
that.
I just think it's important to talk about it too. And then we're gonna talk about the main thing that happened this week.
Bitch better have
the
my
Rihanna
money.
Concert.
Bitch better have
the
my
Rihanna
money.
Concert that got cut with like a weird football event.
Oh, you mean so yeah? I heard about right? that. It's like it was during the Super Bowl.
It's so weird that they went back to football. rude.
Yeah, we'll talk about Rihanna's awesome performance, but also a big reveal that she had that surprised everybody. On that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so. She had Jay-Z under that shirt.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. If you want to skip to the TTs, there's a timestamps listed in the podcast description below. But let's get going. I think I'm starting this week, right?
Yeah, you are.
All right. So I did not a lot. I did a lot at home, but it's okay. Because okay, let me just start off with the first thing that I did. I watched You Season 4, the first half of You Season 4 on Netflix, starring Penn Badgley. It's a guilty pleasure of mine. I don't know why I root for the guy. He's evil as fuck. But it's good so far. Have you watch You, right? Do you watch You?
I did watch. I watched You Season 1 and 2.
Two, okay.
But I think after that, it was overkill, pun intended. Yeah.
Dude, Season 3 is actually really good too, man. But Season 4, for me, I've been hearing mixed reviews about it, but I'm enjoying it. I enjoyed it. It's more of a, I guess, a little bit of a spoiler. You know how Joe is the stalker in the first, like, the three seasons, pretty much? In this one, he has a stalker.
Ooh.
Right? Because he's starting a new life in Europe. He's under a new name or whatever. And, you know, something about Penn Badgley, his performance, is just, like, really appealing. He's just got so much charisma.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know. And his voiceover, you know how he narrates his life? It's just fucking so funny. It's so just, good.
It was so different from his character in Gossip Girl. I mean, like, I found him super flat in Gossip Girl a little
really?
Bit.
Yeah, I watched because I didn't know. I never watched Gossip Girl, so I didn't know he was in that. So I watched a couple scenes with him. He's so, you're right. I was like, eh.
He was a little flat there, but then again, I don't know, actually, yung dulo ng Gossip Girl, it actually had a turn, like a twist in the story that kind of resembles You, kind of. Right.
Spoiler, wasn't he Gossip Girl? I mean, I'm
he was.
Right? He was Gossip Girl. I was like, oh, okay, interesting.
In the end, pinasa pa sa yun eh.
Yeah.
Throughout, like, different people.
The story of season four, not even spoiler if you've seen the trailer, but so in end of season three, something happened, so he had to disappear again, and now he's in Europe, and he's a professor at a university in England, and you'll find out how he was able to
get
so if you get any weird texts, it's probably from I forgot his name in this.
Joe.
No. In his fake name, his alias.
Okay.
So season four, it's split into two seasons, similar to Stranger Things, the latest season of Stranger Things. I think Netflix is doing that because they want people to stay on the subscription, especially with all the drama. I don't know if you heard about the drama about the password sharing.
Yeah, the one that you can't share anymore. Yeah,
fuck, man. What am I going to do? I haven't, you know, I've been not paying for Netflix for 4 years or 5 years.
Wait, but what do you mean? Is it still Lexi's?
Yes, Lexi's. You know the funniest part is
okay,
when someone asks me if I have a Netflix account, I give them Lexi's email.
You guys don't even work together anymore.
I know. All right. I know that.
I mean, at the very least, do you guys still talk?
We're still friends, man. She's engaged now, so she's doesn't have to worry about, you know, Netflix. She's got bigger things on her mind.
She's probably right? gonna cancel your Netflix.
Actually, medyo na stress ako kasi when they announced that, I tagged sino may kasama ko sa account, si Mayan, si Steffi. Tinag ko sa post, like, guys, what are we gonna do, man?
Oh, what's my god, the plan?
So anyway, I watched You on Netflix, really good, and the I caught up on The Last of Us. I know you haven't seen it yet, but dude, the latest episode is fucking crazy. It's so good, man.
Oh no, I really want to watch it. I like the story, actually. I like really the story. Good.
Yeah. So watch that if you have a chance. I've been listening to this song. I heard it on radio. I forgot which station play. I think it play. And it's just I looked on YouTube, and the earliest video I could find is like 3 months old. So it's pretty new. It's from a band called Sunkiss Lola. Have you heard of this song? It's called Pasino.
No.
Dude, it's really good. It's
Wait,
got
is
that
it a Filipino band?
Yeah, Filipino band. Okay. The song's called Pasillo. It's called the band is called Sunkiss Lola. It's just really like a really good song, if you ask me. So, you know, you can pause the podcast, listen to it, and come back, and you'll know what I'm talking about. I just wanted to share that recommendation because I had it in my notes here. But the main thing I want to talk about, Rika G, and it'll take up the most of my where you've been because it's all I've been doing is I've been playing Hogwarts Legacy, man.
How?
Oh my fucking god! It's so good, man. It is everything that I wanted in a Harry Potter game. I talked about it last week saying that that's probably what it was going to be based on reviews. But now that I've played it, I've sunk 23 hours already into it. Wow, it is. It's so incredible. Like, if you
Does
are
it even have like Dementors, does it have
there? Dementors? You see Dementors in like one scene, but the main enemies that you fight are goblins and like these dark wizards, right?
Yeah.
But just Death the Eaters. Setting, yeah, this not Death Eaters. They're called Ashwinders. I don't know why.
Oh wow.
The main storyline is pretty cool, but dude, just everything in the game. It immerses you into it. You can catch magical creatures, you brew potions, you learn spells. Like I have, you know, I've mastered like already like maybe 20 spells or something, and they all have different uses in battle and in unlocking puzzles. But it's I just want to talk about how much detail the creators of the game put into it. Like Hogwarts is amazing, man. You can explore the whole castle. And there are hidden rooms.
Amazing.
The paintings are talking. The armor is moving. There's ghosts running around. It is just, it's so incredible. Like this game, if you have a PlayStation 5, if you have an Xbox, whatever the new Xbox is called, if you have a PC that can handle the game, I highly recommend. I think it's worth, because it's $2.5 for the regular game. And then there's like a special edition, which is $3K. Just the regular game is, you know, $2.5, it's worth it, man, for me. You can explore Hogsmeade. There are incredible
characters. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
And then outside of the Hogsmeade and Hogwarts, there's like this whole like area that's full of forests and caves. Yeah. Oh my god, it's so good, dude. Like really, I cannot rave
is
about
Buckbeak
it enough.
There
is no Buckbeak, but there are what's the name? Anong name ng lahi ni Buckbeak?
Oh my god, I don't know.
I keep thinking
like
Thestrals, but it's
horse.
Not Thestrals. Yeah, flying horses, right?
There
are flying
horse.
Horses. There are flying horses. There are actually every like thing that you saw in the movie. All the movies are probably in the book in some are in the game in some shape
in
or
some
form.
Way. Yeah,
yeah, in some way. There are house elves. You learn this. You'll hear spells that you've heard in the movie. You'll get callbacks to stuff that you've seen in Harry Potter lore. You can choose your house. So obviously I got the Hufflepuff. I'm trying to make him evil as fuck, right? I'm trying to make him evil Hufflepuff.
I know, siya, parang yung, do you make decisions?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Kinda, yeah. You can change the path of like how you progress through the story.
Yeah.
The combat, you know, the combat is really good. I know this is, I was a little bit worried about combat because, you know, in games like open world games like these, usually you have a gun, you have a sword or whatever. So I was like, how much can you really do with a wand? You know what I mean? Like how dynamic is the fighting gameplay? Dude, it's really good. You can combo spells together. Enemies have weaknesses and you have to use certain spells to combat it. It's just overall a really solid game. I haven't run into any problems like with glitches or anything.
Yeah.
So it runs smooth. There's so much to talk about and I don't really want to, you know,
ikaw, diba, you said before that you're not really like the biggest Harry Potter fan. I mean, like you're a fan, but it's not like
my. I mean, I read all the books.
Yeah, you did read all the books, but alam mo yon. But I feel like can you imagine like for a kid who's well, I feel like of Harry Potter,
dude, you would cream your pants.
Hindi na sila kids probably.
Literally,
but like for somebody who's like a super fan, diba? This must be amazing. Yeah. And to explore Hogsmeade mm-hmm. has always been, you know.
Yeah. I get it.
Like mysterious. Like,
you can get to all the stores in Hogsmeade, man.
Like, oh,
even
gosh.
The joke shop, the sweet shop, the Hogs. You know what I mean?
Yung sweet shop nung brothers ni Ron.
Wala pa kasi it doesn't exist because the game is set hundreds of years before the events of Harry Potter.
I get it.
Yeah, but I mean everything. I mean, you'll see Butterbeer, right? You'll see these references that you like probably
heard
of.
Chocolate frog.
Yeah, you'll see those. You'll see the jelly beans and shit. Dude, it is just so good. And I cannot, I feel like I'm stumbling for words because there's so much on my brain. Because so basically all I want to say to the Leche fans is if you have a PS5 or if you have a nephew or a niece or a cousin or brother that has a PS5, just borrow that shit from them. Buy the game and just borrow it for like 2 weeks and sink.
Can
2 weeks
into only
it.
Play it on a PS5 or like a console?
No, you can play it on PC as well. I don't know if it's on Switch. That's the thing. I didn't look it up. I don't know if it's on Switch. It looks pretty graphically heavy and I don't know if Switch could handle that. I haven't played many Switch games, mm-hmm. but if it's on Switch, that would even be better because it's portable, right? You can fucking bring Hogwarts with you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I cannot recommend it enough. Please get the game. I'll probably talk more about it on my solo podcast once I get my thoughts together. But yeah, dude, it
once
is
you
just
get it together,
dude,
man.
And it's so fucking good, man. Just the views alone, like you could spend hours just exploring and not doing any missions.
Yeah,
like anything.
I feel like if I do get the game eventually, I would explore it first.
Yeah,
and probably I would just stay exploring.
Yeah, I got my broom and I'm zooming around. The Room of Requirement is really fucking cool.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you brew my god, it's just so good. Anyway, that's pretty much my week in a nutshell. And Finn, man, how about you?
Okay, so my week has been kind of uneventful. No, just kidding. Okay. Of course, it's a big week because, okay, so let me start first with like a pizza night that I had with some of my classmates.
Okay.
So we made pizza and we played Overcooked. We had a couple beers. And then my classmate, Mary, shout out to Mary. And she's real.
Mary!
Mary is real.
Hey, Mary.
She did make pizzas. And then she let us make our own pizza. So it was like a very like interactive thing. She hosted in her own place, which was really nice. It's actually near the harbor. So it's just a really nice place that she has. Yeah, and it's something that alam mo yung parang naisip ko na parang, oh, it's something that I also kind of want, you know. Kasi parang ang ganda, ang fresh. Kasi ang cute ng, very cozy yung place niya. And then we just had, well, we were all classmates anyway, so, you know, we talked about our professors. No, just kidding.
Shit talker.
We talked about stuff and then we listened to music and yeah, we played Overcooked. And then I do remember it being more stressful than this. Maybe I'm more organized or ba kasi na-introduce na ako sa game before.
That game's
but I do
fun,
remember,
man.
Huh?
That's a great party game.
It is a great party game. I do remember it being more stressful before.
Did you play on PlayStation or what?
Switch,
okay.
Yeah, so we played it on Switch. Actually, you know what? I thought before it was only like a game on Switch. for some reason. Naisip ko lang. So yeah, so that happened. And then over the weekend, it is like a big Valentine's weekend, but also it's my anniversary with Ryan. So we celebrated 1 year of being together. And then we went out to this restaurant called, oh my gosh, I don't know how to say it. Paano ba sabihin yun? Cote? Cote?
Cote.
It's like C-O-T-E, but the E has like, parang ano,
may apostrophe sa ibabaw.
Oo, parang ganun. So I don't think
Cote.
Baka Cote. Cote.
Or baka silent E, Cot. Baka Cot.
Basta, we went out and then, you know, as in like, I dressed up, which is, by the way, the movies lie to us. Because you know how when you see like, in the movies, parang naka trench coat sila, tapos naka dress sila na mini dress, and then it's like cold outside, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can walk, and shit like that. Nah. No, you can't. If it's cold, if it's cold enough for you to wear a trench coat, you cannot go outside okay. in a mini dress. Right. It was so cold, but you know, we took photos. Actually, can I just talk about the food in Cote or Cote? I don't know how you say it.
Cote.
So we got steak, which was really good. And then we got a tomato salad, which we were like, so nung sinerve sa amin, it's literally a cut up tomato with olive oil and salt.
Shit.
And we were like, okay, so did we just get ripped off or whatever? And then, parang medyo okay. But dude, it paired so well with the steak. As in, yung, alam mo yung parang minsan kasi may umay factor yung steak. Yung parang kapag
I guess. I guess so. I mean, I can eat steak all day.
You cannot relate.
I can't eat steak all day.
De, pero parang for me kasi, parang pag puro ka steak or puro ka protein, ang ganda just to cut the flavor a little bit with the tomato. So, that was a really nice idea. And then I got the sea bream, which, by the way, I didn't know. Alam mo yung parang before, kasi when you get fish, it's more like just white fish, white meat fish. So, like, I just wanted to try it out. So, I got the sea bream. It's like in a bed of lentils. And
oh,
I don't
lentils.
Know what kind of, I know.
It's lentils is lentils. Like, that's what, like a, if you go to a subreddit called Frugal Jerk, they love lentils because it's super cheap.
Oh my god, did I get ripped off?
No, you didn't, man. It paired well, right?
That's yeah, all that it matters. Paired well. Pero, yeah, so it was really nice. I mean, like, it's something that maybe I won't order again. Kasi parang, if I were to eat in a steak place, I would just eat steak again.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Yeah, so we had chips and stuff like that. And then after, we had wine. And then, I'll tell you about it, but I did describe ko. So, Ryan surprised me with like a really funny, corny thing. binigyan niya ako ng slash, ng sash na nakalagay, best girlfriend ever. Dude, I'm so proud. I was so proud wearing that shit. As in, parang ayoko natanggalin. Parang gusto ko lumabas na parang, oh, guys, may nagsabi. Kayo ba nagsabi?
Prom queen.
So anyway, we celebrated that, and then I had to go back to Bristol to go back to school. Obviously, we had a news day, which was very interesting because, but like I told you before, our news days are like very important days for us.
Yeah,
and then I was assigned to be a presenter that day, which means I was on air, quote unquote. On air, dun lang sa classroom namin.
Okay.
So it was like, I was back on radio. Kasi as in like, we had to patch in a phone call. I had to do the bed, that like, do the level.
Nice.
Of the microphones and everything, which was like, grabe, I am home. This is what I was meant.
I miss
grabe, as in. And whenever my professor would be explaining stuff to us. They would always ask us, have you ever done this before? I would just shut up because, yeah, I have done it before. Pero parang ayoko na sabihin na...
I'm me. You say, I'm me. Don't you know me?
Me?
Top 10? Top 10, baby. Top 10.
Hindi. Pero parang, alam mo yun, yung parang ayoko na sabihin na, yeah, I've done it before. Kasi parang, it doesn't really make sense. Kumbaga parang, he's here to teach us. So let me be teach taught.
Let me be teached. Let me be teached.
So hindi pala ako na-teach ng maayos. The joke lang. Let me be taught.
Let me be teached.
Yeah, so it was really nice. And then yesterday was Valentine's. I saw a lot of people celebrate Valentine's Day online. And then, dude, grabe, best meal ever. Ryan got us pancit and sisig, which was like, it's been months since I had sisig.
Can't so relate.
Like, dude, bakit? Bawal ka ba?
Nip, pwede naman. But I can just get sisig across the street right now.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
That's true. That's true. But sorry. But yeah, it was really the best. As in, best meal ever.
Okay.
Kasi parang feeling ko, wala lang, ang tagal na nung last ko na sisig. Probably more than 6 months.
Wow.
I would say. Tapos masarap pa siya. Extra masarap pa siya kasi it's like lechon. Like, parang lechon yung meat niya na sisig. Which is so good.
Mm.
Which I know is not the, it's not the original sisig. Because sisig is like from pig's face or something.
Pig's ear, pig's face. Pig's, oh, all the leftover shit. Like
yeah. So, there. What else? Oh, also, you know what? I'm going to compose myself first before my announcement. What? Joke lang. And then, we're going to try to like make a new YouTube channel, and we want to dedicate it in like.
Kala ko like, baby man, kala ko baby. What? What?
I know we're gonna try to make a YouTube channel, and we're dedicating it to like climbing / bouldering.
Nice.
So it's just gonna be fun. Parang wala lang, just to like record our journey. You know, like exploring.
Yeah, like an online journal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna make videos about it, and then you're just gonna see it. Okay.
Cool. All right. Nice.
All right. I think I'm Finn.
Finn. All right. Finn. Tell me Wapow.
Wapow.
Let's talk about our first AT, Moira De La Torre. You might know her. She sings you the saddest songs, and she had a concert all the way in Qatar, and. Tell us about this because you're the one who kind of brought it up to me, but I saw it online as well.
Yeah, so it's so funny because when she announced that she's going to go to Qatar, somebody commented down on her Facebook post saying that pwede bang magpapasabay ng danggit, tapos babayaran na lang kita dito. And you know how sometimes you would probably maybe comment something that stupid like sa isang, Instagram post because you think that hindi naman siya makikita, but this time around, nakita siya ni Moira and she did fulfill her, you know, her duties.
She did.
Becoming pasabay. But yeah, so dinalang yung box ng danggit, and then she, but because the guy said that I am going to the concert anyways, so malay mo, baka lang, if you have the chance to buy danggit. And then sabi niya babayarin niya daw sa concert. And they did. They did have that exchange on stage. I don't know if Moira asked for payment or whatever. But, I mean, it's a really good move because, you know. And plus, I feel like wala lang. It's just a really nice gesture for a fan.
Yeah, there were some videos online that circulated. So the name of the guy was Christian. And, she was seen on stage saying, Amoy danggit lahat ng damit ko dahil sa'yo. And sabi niya, Kuya Christian, ito na ang danggit. Kuya Christian, ipaglaban mo yung danggit mo. That's what she's saying. that's a pretty down-to-earth thing to do. I mean, like, it's pretty cool. But it also goes to show how much, like, you were talking about sisig, right? 6 months without sisig. I don't know what the situation is in Qatar in terms of, like, Filipino food and whatever, what they have there. But something like that is really fun.
I feel like they probably do have there. Maybe it's baka like malayo. Alam mo yun,
yung parang baka
maybe
mahal.
It's just like mahal. Oo. So it would make sense to just like pasabay. But then again, it is a tricky request because there is a chance that the clothes of the person who's bringing it would smell like dried fish. So gets ko naman why not a lot of people really, you know, asks for that.
Yeah. And on his his Facebook, the fan posted danggit received and nakaka-starstruck si Lodi Moira Del Torre.
Grabe. Yeah. Salamat sa smooth transaction.
Yes. What if she writes a song about it, huh?
Oh my gosh, that would be funny. God. Yeah,
danggit sa langit. Oh, loko, di ba? She can make a song. Mo,
I do know that there's like a bunch of like, I know that a lot of people have been really enjoying her concerts lately. Maybe because, you know, knowing what happened to her and the songs that she's probably singing are like hitting home. Kasi diba before, ang pang-asal sa kanya is, bakit ang lungkot ng mga kanta mo, eh, ang saya-saya mo sa asawa mo.
Yeah.
And then
that, you know,
now it's probably like more, alam mo yun, parang,
Hits home. Grabe na.
Yeah.
It probably, I mean, as much as like, it sucks to say, it probably did wonders for her music. You know what I mean? Like, I know it's a shitty thing to like think about, but... Like,
but it's true.
It's true. You know, it's the same kind of, I mean, not, I don't know what the behind the scenes thing of these artists, but you know, like she has the same kind of thing that people, the reason why they love her is because they love being sad with her music. Like with her, like her heartbreak songs, like people love, like Lainey, like, you know, people love Lainey and what's that other one? Like they, what's that? They're like,
I know, see,
love.
Yeah.
Love. They like, that kind of that vibe, and
sad boy
music. Yeah, sad boy.
But I don't know, it's Billie Eilish.
I guess
somehow.
You know, I haven't listened to a lot of Billie. I just listened to her singles. I haven't listened to her other. Is her stuff good? Like her other
stuff.
I mean, not her singles.
Like it would only be. I feel like you would really appreciate it if you're in that kind of mood.
Hmm.
And I appreciate it. Because before, when I listened to her songs, I was like, maybe it's not just my jam. But about I'm watching the music video with a song kind of made me understand her a little bit more. And plus, I do recommend that priest on YouTube that reviews like different like pop stars music video. Like A God is a Woman or like a bunch of Billie Eilish songs. Because a bunch of Billie Eilish songs had like
demonic
references to the Bible.
Bible. Okay.
So parang there's that priest that reviews like pop stars music videos.
I've never seen this guy.
Dude.
You just search
Billie
Eilish?
You
just search priest Billie Eilish on YouTube, you'll find
it? Yeah, dude. And he's not like a regular priest. He's a cool priest.
Okay.
And plus, he's a priest in the Church of England. So I don't know the difference with like Roman Catholic, but
he's the priest that you hope for when you go to Sunday service so you're not bored.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, he's really cool.
Okay.
I mean, like, I'm not the biggest Billie Eilish fan, but you know what? Mm. I feel like I could compare like Moira's songs to probably like Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, yeah. I feel like early, like mid-2000s Taylor Swift, especially.
Yeah. Yung parang your anthem when you're heartbroken.
Right. Yeah. Feels. All right. Any more thoughts on Moira and the Danggit Pasalubs?
Parang feeling ko dapat, mag-chill na yung mga tao. Kasi baka isipin ng mga tao na, pwede pala akong pupasok
kay Moira. Baka hindi lang kay Moira, no? Any artist that goes to... Bamboo! Bamboo! Tuyo naman, tuyo.
Gosh. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Shall we wapow?
Wapow.
All right. Let's talk about Emma Roberts. I just found out about this from you before we recorded. So Emma Roberts has an issue with her mom about posting photos of her kid, meaning Emma Roberts' kid.
Yeah.
And why is the reason behind that?
Well, she is very private about her baby. And then her mom suddenly posts a photo of her child. And then she got in a feud about it. Mm. I mean, I just thought when I saw it, it was really interesting. Because nowadays there are a bunch of, there's like a bunch of people, you know, just posting their babies online. And you would think that it's harmless, right? You would think that it's harmless. But there are some people who are very keen about it because, you know, they're protecting their child from probably predators.
Maybe.
Diba? How about you? Like, would you...
Do you feel about it? I don't think I'm on that level of fame, you know what I mean? Where...
You need to hide your baby.
Yeah, I mean... I don't know. For me, I think most, like you said, it doesn't seem like a weird thing because 99% of the time it isn't, right?
Yeah.
But if you're a big star and maybe you just don't want people to know what your kid looks like. Like, I get that side as well. So the story is, by the way, that the mom posted on her own Instagram a photo of the son's face, which was never seen before until it was seen on the mom's Instagram, even captioning it, "Little man is growing up." So she posted on stories as well as on her feed.
Dude, that's such a big deal, though, for you to post it for the very first time. Because, like, gets ko if, let's say, parang pahapiyaw nagpo-post si Emma Roberts, like half of the face, or you know what I mean? But this, wow.
Right. It's also not the first time that it happened. The mom also was the first to reveal that Emma Roberts was pregnant before Emma Roberts even delivered the news to the world. Right?
What is up with her?
Right. Para siya, no? You know those parents that are just too involved?
Yeah, too involved, you know, too excited.
Yun yung parang the vibe ko. But yeah, so the Emma Roberts posted on her Instagram story. This is what sparked it all. It said, "When your mom posts your son's face without asking you, but you love them both, so whatever." So wait, it's not that deep, but it's not that deep because they made fun of it. But it does bring up that kind of, do you remember way back when but this is once again another isolated incident because it really only affects like the rich is the rich. In this case, like Kardashian. Do you remember when Kim Kardashian had, I think it was her first baby. Who's her first baby? Is it North?
North.
Or West or whatever. So no, North?
I think it's North.
Okay,
yeah.
So North, right? When North had, I remember, like, she, like, the people, like, TMZ or whatever, whoever, people wanted to be the first to get the picture of the baby.
Yeah.
Right? And I remember there was a story, I don't know if it was real or not, I just saw it online before, of Kim Kardashian sending a fake baby photo to her friends to see who would leak it.
Oh shit.
I remember
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
How about you though? Do you think like, what are your thoughts on that?
I feel like there's more to that Instagram story. Probably they probably had like a serious conversation after that or parang a little bit of a, I don't know, parang away.
Yeah.
I would be mad. I would be mad, especially if that's like the terms of my privacy. Mm. But I mean, if it's already out there, it's already out there. It could also be like a way for, I mean, I know it's, again, it's a bad thing to like think about, but malay mo parang it, I don't know, like it's also good. Kasi parang pinapag-usapan na siya all of a sudden. I don't know.
Maybe. Because I don't give a shit about this baby, right? I mean, this kid.
I know,
like,
actually,
you know what I mean?
Like, dude, most celebrity babies, you're like, it's a fucking baby.
I mean,
relax, dude. Right. It's like, it doesn't have hair. They don't know where they are. They probably have blurry eyes still. Yeah. You know, just relax, TMZ.
Yeah, like, I mean, like, what is the, for example, with TMZ and whoever, all those tabloids, trying to get the first image of whatever. Like, for example, let's say maybe like Rihanna's, Rihanna's baby. Well, we'll talk about her in a bit, right? Or second baby. Like, what is the, do they make money from that?
Yeah, they do. From actually clicks? Not even just tabloids.
But who's searching
like,
for that?
There is, like, you there know what is I mean? Like making a bunch of, yeah, there's a bunch of like services like that. If we get the first photo, let's say, of a tragedy or a natural calamity.
Well, that makes sense, though. You know what I mean? Like,
but
the tragedy.
I mean, like, it's kind of the same thing. You know, a lot of people want to see the baby. It's
thing. That's what I'm saying. Who are these people? Who are the ones giving them, like, who are the ones generating clicks for them? Like, I've never searched, like, I've never been on my phone, like, I gotta see the baby.
No, no, no.
I gotta see it.
When people make like articles online, blog articles or whatever, like news articles, you would have to have a photo, right? Na parang kakabit ng article mo. Mm. And sometimes you don't have the access to actually go there and take that photo. So what you would do, like what your organization would do is you would buy the photo from the person who took the photo.
Yes,
ganun
yes.
siya. Kasi parang ano siya, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like search engine optimization that you really need. I know we don't care about the photos in a fucking news article. I don't, most of the time, I don't even look at it.
True.
But it's like a search engine optimization. When you search it on Google, the photo would come up, the news article would come up, people would click, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Parang ganun. So I think it's a whole money-making
thing.
Yeah. Yes. So
just use a stock photo, right?
I know. I mean, like, that's exactly it. Like, stock photos, they make money off of that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, like, especially with babies. Like, most babies look the same.
You can just put a random...
Most babies look the same. If you wanted Emma Roberts baby, just put in white male baby. White two-year-old child.
I remember, though. Kasi, di ba, my mom is an OB. I remember, though. Gusto ko sana hulihin yung mom ko na parang, Mom, have you ever delivered an ugly baby?
I mean, tapos,
hinuhuli ko siya. Gusto ko sabihin niya sana na parang, yeah, dude, yeah. Sorry, pangit. Pero she was like really nice about it. She was like, no, all babies are beautiful. And
no,
I'm like,
they're not.
Boring.
They're not. Dude, I've seen some ugly babies, bro.
Yeah.
But
you know, yeah,
but they even have
love.
Ugly baby stock photos. I'm sure there are, man.
There are. Dude, but there I do are. Know a lot of people are like really against that because... It's like, you know, this is a human being.
Yeah,
they should
you're right,
be
yeah. I get it. Okay.
But yeah, there are stock photos of like, if you search it on Google.
Yeah, that makes
but
sense.
Probably
now that I think about it.
Be pinned by the FBI or something.
Mm. It's just like, I feel like, you know, because, you know, even if you said like the first person to get the photo, people are going to get paid, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then eventually the photos are going to like, you know, just wait a week.
In, yeah, right? I know.
Right?
But still,
like, how
I
much
mean,
money
like,
are they
do,
generating that it's worth this?
No,
let's
say if you do have like let's say a news website or something that you know you make money off of.
Yeah.
Even just a blog. When you use the photo, even if it's like a week after, you still have to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
not
yeah.
like you can just put it on your website and be like, okay, tapos na naman. Ano may yas? People right. aren't talking about it anyway.
Yeah.
I think you still have to pay for it.
I guess it's the same concept, right, with, like, videos on scene of, like, an event or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, what if it's on social media? Can you, because I always see people reposting stuff on social media, and then they always just put, like, CTTO or credits to blank. Like, you don't get paid for that, right? Like, they don't get paid
for
that.
No. But I feel like for that one, because unless it's like a business profile or like a Twitter account of like let's say the Guardian or like I don't know like a news agency, would have to. You can't just repost like a random thing. But if it's like a personal account, I feel like you can. Like, okay. Ganun, you don't need to like. Because diba, like I repost a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
I even like somebody's porn account.
Nice.
Sa Twitter. Tapos yeah. hindi ko napansin na parang, oh shit, oh my God. Makita nga pala ito ng mga tao.
You're like, Samuel L. Jackson. Did you hear about Samuel L. Jackson before?
No.
Dude, Samuel L. Jackson, I think he was liking a lot of like porn tweets.
And then
someone tweeted at him, I think, or something like this. Can someone let Samuel L. Jackson know that everyone can see the likes on his Twitter? And then he deleted all his likes, right?
Devastating.
Oh man. Any more thoughts on Emma Roberts and
That's it. Because we need to move on.
Let's
to
go.
The most important part of this podcast.
Bang. We're talking about, of course,
Rihanna. Yes, she is back on stage for one night and one night only. We don't know. But she was on stage. Actually, she was on the biggest stage last Monday for the Super Bowl halftime show. And she fucking killed it. She killed it. And got, as in, grabe, no? You don't really realize how her catalog is such like full of anthems.
Bangers.
It's just bangers on bangers on bangers. So we do have the set list. So can you share?
Yeah. Well, before we share, let's talk about the... Because I didn't know it was news. Like, I thought it was something that everyone knew. But when she got on stage, everyone was like, is she pregnant?
Yeah, she is.
And she's pregnant, bro. And I was like, wait, has she been pregnant again? And I Googled it. And yeah, I was like, oh, no, she revealed it. During her performance.
Yeah. And like, you know what? Okay, speaking of pregnancy, since we're already on the pregnancy news,
yeah.
I saw a lot of people tweeting like, oh, you know, she wasn't doing a lot on stage. And I'm like, dude, she's fucking pregnant. Relax.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, may bata dyan sa loob. Anong gusto mo mag-worm siya dyan?
Yeah. Yeah, I temper once I saw that, I was like, wait, So I tempered my, I was like, I'm sure she's not going to have like some crazy, like flashy dance moves. Yeah.
But she did dance.
But she did dance on, on some platforms. Like there were like elevating platforms. She had a bunch of backup dancers wearing PPEs. Parang PPE.
Parang sabi nga nila parang Teletubbies daw.
Yun nga. But the set list, let's go over the set list. She started off with Bitch Better Have My Money, which was a really good way to start the show. Yeah. And then let's just go down the list because you've probably heard of all these songs. Where Have You Been? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Only Girl in the World. We Found Love. Rude Boy. Work. Wild Thoughts, which is one of my personal favorites.
Okay, let me stop you right there.
Go.
If you guys listen to the whole set list, it's actually not the whole song. Like, let's say it's not the whole song Only Girl or Where Have You Been. There are like lines that she plays and it's like a mix and everything. So yeah, okay, continue.
Wild Thoughts, my favorite. Pour It Up, All of the Lights, Run This Town, Umbrella, and then she ended the song with Diamonds. And then what people are saying is the Illuminati sign. It's just a diamond, man.
It's a diamond.
It's a diamond in the sky, bro.
It's a diamond. Okay. And if it was Illuminati, who cares?
Who cares, man? Dude, she could buy the Illuminati. She's that rich.
Yeah, she could. She's a freaking billionaire. You know what? I was just talking about it with my classmates and I'm like, I did not realize how far the yung parang comparison is compared to like when you're a millionaire compared to when you're a billionaire.
It's different, man.
It's different, you're in a different platform.
Yeah.
When you're like that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, like, I kind of get it why, you know, her performance was so she felt like she was so at peace with herself. She knows the power that she holds. She knows the strength of her catalog. And I also know that she knows that she's a billionaire and she doesn't have to prove anything to people. And she's like, I'm just going to dance the way I want to. Yeah. I'm going to vibe. Uh-huh. You know, actually, it's so funny because si Ryan said, "Parang siya nagzumba," and I'm like, "Oh, parang siya nagzumba, mom." Parang siya nagzumba na parang left, right, yeah. Left. Oh,
dude, did you see her watch?
Oh no,
dude. What there's is this it? One. I don't know what it is, but you can see the diamonds from the sky, bro. Literally. Watch, I was so shocked. There's one, I think it was like towards the last half when she takes off her, because she was in almost all red ensemble. So she took off her red, puffer jacket or whatever. And there's one scene, you just see it, man. Her watch, like, is in full view. And that shit must be worth more than I've ever made in my life times 20.
Oh, definitely.
It's crazy.
And it's probably not like rented or whatever. It's probably
it's hers,
on her nightstand. And I mean, bigat ng wrist ko kasi ang bigat ng watch ko.
She had a cool part where she, I guess, I'm pretty sure that was a Fenty Beauty product where she applied makeup on herself.
Yeah, I just thought that, you know, they're probably not, like, they didn't pay for the ads or whatever, but everybody knows it's Fenty, probably. Hindi nila pinakita yung logo eh, diba?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that kind of packaging is Fenty.
Yeah.
So it was a really smart move for her also. And it's a smart, actually, she went on an interview who asked her why she decided to like go perform for the Super Bowl this time, because before she was invited, and then she said because I want to support Colin Kaepernick.
Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, I want to support Colin Kaepernick. I want to decline, stuff like that. And then people asked her again this time, why now? Why'd you say yes? And she was like, I think it's now or never for me.
Right.
So I kind of get it because it's such a smart move, thinking that she has all of these businesses that she needs to boost probably. And she doesn't need to boost her music career. Everybody knows Rihanna already in the music scene.
Right.
So parang I just feel like, because we all know that even if you're an artist who don't make new music anymore, like let's say Mary J. Blige or like, you know, like Dr. J or whatever, when you perform in the Super Bowl, as in parang, you know, your sales would boost 1,000%.
Yeah,
and people would stream your music again like a million times.
She gained like 3 million followers on Instagram too, which is weird because I'm like, you didn't already like follow Rihanna. You know what I mean?
You guys don't follow
that's
Rihanna.
That's why they don't pay. I mean, Super Bowl halftime performers historically don't really get paid a talent fee. They shoulder the fee.
as a smart female businesswoman, she also didn't pay for her own like set or whatever. Because before, like the weekend would pay his own money. This time, I think meron siyang deal with Apple. Apple Music and another one. I don't remember Pepsi. Ewan ko. Basta parang ganun. So they got the bill for that. The bill. Akala mo parang boss yung bill.
Pero yung ano when she was because if you watch the performance, you just YouTube it, right?
Yeah.
She's on these like moving platforms, mm-hmm. dude. Did you see the platform is shaking, bro?
It is. I was like,
what?
It's dangerous,
dude. I was like, dude, you're up there, man. You're pregnant and like vibing.
Here's my question. It's a stadium, which means it's open, right?
Open air. They didn't look like they had any harnesses or anything.
Yeah, dude.
So I was like, man, that's pretty. Lalo na yung ama, cause her dance moves weren't like super flashy, like, but her backup dancers that were on the platform were risking their lives, man.
Speaking of the dancers, actually, if you guys didn't know her choreographer is Paris Goebel. I hope I'm saying her name right.
Goebel or Goebel? I don't know.
Goebel. Paris Goebel, anyway. And she's part of the dance crew called Royal Family. And they're super big in the dance world.
New Zealand, but, they're by Royal
yes,
Family.
Yes, so they're from New Zealand. And I do remember there was this one competition that my brother was in Los Angeles. And the Royal Family was also there. And obviously they won the competition, HHI. And then sinabi sa akin ng brother ko na parang, dude, grabe sila. Like, they probably have like a different type of milk there.
Yeah.
Kasi parang yung built nila kakaiba.
Yeah.
Yung parang they're like the same age, pero yung built nila parang they're like, you know, fully grown. Ganon. Yeah.
I watch them a lot because in San Diego, they always hosted HHI. San Diego or LA, like they...
Las Vegas, I think, diba?
Yeah, they have an LV too, yeah. So I used to watch those because I really like just watching because I can't dance, right? So I would go...
To fantasize.
Dude, it's fucking... They are really good. But not just Royal Family. Like, even like... Your brother was with what? You 18?
18.
Or UP? 18. Yeah. 18. Like, you know, here, the Philippines has won HHI a few times. Like, UP Street Dance has won,
I think. It was the year my brother was in. I think that was 20... Ano ba yun? Shocks, 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
But if you ever have a chance, you can watch YouTube videos, but it's just it's different in person because it's like an energy there.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? I think it was really iconic because when Royal Family made a cover of like a dance cover of, I think it was Bitch Better Have My Money.
Mm.
I think dun sila parang medyo na discovered ni Rihanna na, oh shit, you know, this is like super fierce. Yeah. And then she choreographs, and probably not just her, like her team, choreographs Savage X Fenty,
Savage X Fenty.
Savage X Fenty shows, you know, everything. So a lot of things that Rihanna would put out, she would choreograph. And that's just like I feel like a really nice shout also.
Yeah.
And you can see it kasi kakaiba yung dance moves niya din and you will know that it's like that's kind of like Paris or like Royal Family type of moves. And did you catch that one time where there was a backup dancer that was doing a TikTok dance
on the platform?
On the platform.
Yeah.
People were like, who is this person? But you know what? Aside from, you know, a lot of people talking about how great the show was, and there are a lot of things that's great about it. There's a bunch of controversy about it too, because people have been saying that, you know, there were a lot of things that reminded them of a Kanye concert, you know, like the red jumpsuit and the floating stage. And they even say that the backup dancers were wearing Yeezy shades. Yeah. So, alam mo yung parang ganun. And I'm like, I don't know how to feel about it because, like, for me, I'm just here to really appreciate the show, you know, like, all together. But dude, like,
bet,
now that
I bet if you brought Kanye out, man, it would be banger. I know Kanye's super problematic, mean, like, if, but I would be hype as fuck if she brought Kanye out.
Dude, sobrang ganda sana, no? But then again, you know, after all of the things that Kanye's been saying this past year, it's just not a good move. And if you think about it, she did All of the Lights and Run This Town, which is like a male-dominated song. Yeah. It's like, parang sinabi niya, you know what? I don't need these men.
Dude, All of the Lights like, was probably, what was your favorite? Mm-hmm. Like, I think All of the Lights was the best part of that show for me.
I think, Diamonds was really good. But when I heard Umbrella, it just, it was just different. When I heard Umbrella, it was just really different. But I really like All of the Lights. And I think iconic lang talaga yung crow sa Run This Town. Yung,
she has so many great songs, and they left off a lot of good ones too.
They did,
you know what I mean? Like S&M wasn't there.
I know.
Love on the Brain. I mean, I don't know if Love on the Brain would have fit like the because it was mostly like upbeat. Songs, right?
Actually, even people were surprised that she didn't sing her newest song, which is Lift Me Up. But then again, if you think about it, it's a Super Bowl halftime event, and people are like, they're, you know, their spirits are high, and you know, there's so much energy, and you probably need to have, you know, energetic songs up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually surprised Pond a Replay is like,
that's her first song. That's the first song that made her like, that catapulted her into the spotlight.
And so, she didn't perform it. But then again, I mean, like, who knows a lot of, you know, like on the first album.
Yeah,
but
early
days, yeah, bangers naman kasi talaga yung mga gusto niyang i-play, I guess. And
and
did you see ASAP Rocky supporting
filming her?
From the sidelines?
That was cute. Oh, that was cute.
Adorbs. Also, what a beautiful man.
He's a good-looking guy.
Diba? Good-looking man. Good-looking man.
Nice smile.
Yeah. I think it's really the smile. At saka, I don't know, just like the whole demeanor.
True.
So, yeah, that was really great. And to see the mother of your baby and your baby up there, that must feel incredible.
How many months pregnant is she now? Like, because she's showing. So that's like, what, 3, 4?
Yeah, she is. And did you get that part in Diamonds where she says, where she sings, I'm alive, and then she rubs her belly?
I did not see that. Oh, yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, she rubs her belly and she says, I'm alive.
What? I should rewatch that.
Yeah, you know what? I never knew that I could cry. Too bitch better have my money because it played at 1 a.m. here, so I didn't have the time. Like, I didn't stay up to watch the halftime show.
Yeah.
So as soon as I got up and then I went to the bus stop right away just to catch my bus, I watched it there and I was crying and I'm like, dude, this is bitch better have my money. Why am I crying?
It gave me a newfound, because you know, I gave me a newfound appreciation for a few, because like, I never was a big fan of Bitch Better Have My Money. Like when it came out, like, I never, but when I saw it perform, I was like, damn, that shit slaps.
And Rude Boy is so good. You know what? A lot of people were surprised that Pour It Up was there.
Pour It Up
is like it's not the biggest hit,
yeah,
but it's such a good song. It's such a good song, yeah. And thankfully, nandun yung Work. I like that.
At saka yung, I don't like that song, but I get in the context. Like, I don't listen to it, you know, by myself, but I get it in the setting, like, you know, like at a club or like at a party. I get why it gets people going. I don't listen to it by myself.
True. And at the very least, she didn't really play the whole song, because the whole song isn't really like the best.
Yeah,
but you part the word. That's something that you won't really forget. And Wild Thoughts, I love Wild Thoughts.
There is that one note I think it's in Work. She got a lot of flack for it. And she hit it. She nailed it.
Did you see the one where they compiled all of the times that she fucked it up? Parang medyo wala siya sa tono. And they were like, Rihanna, you better sing this, right? And she did.
It's become a running joke. Like, I don't know if you know about there's like a Jonas Brothers song. I forgot what's that song? Burning Up. And there's one note or one line that Nick Jonas always fucked up, so he stopped singing it at performances. Look it up. Nick Jonas Burning Up.
Dude, ang funny naman.
Yeah, look it up. Like, he doesn't sing it at concerts anymore because people kept making fun of him for it.
So, ikaw, would you add to this set list?
I mean, SNM would have been perfect, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if she was doing it to avoid. I don't know why she would do it. She didn't need to avoid anything like controversy or whatever. Because the song lyrics of SNM, man, are a little bit like risky, yeah. I guess. But I mean, she hit almost everything that
she did. Umbrella, Diamonds.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, Love the Way You Lie. I don't know what it fit in there. Like, I'm not really sure.
I mean,
sure.
It would be iconic to bring out Eminem, probably. But maybe, I mean, like, she doesn't need another guest. She has the most, you know, talked about guest already in the
and
world.
And maybe Disturbia would have been dope, too.
Honestly, I would have liked Shut Up and Drive.
Shut Up and Drive,
that
yeah.
That
would have been
such a
nice.
Fun song.
It's a good song.
Yeah, that's,
and maybe what's that other one? I'm looking at her thing right now. Don't Stop the Music. Please Don't Stop the Music would have been pretty good too.
Actually, Calvin Harris.
Calvin Harris. Well, she did one, the We Found Love. But
this is what you came for.
Yeah, baby, this is what
that would have been super fun. Yeah. You know, you have such a
great... Live Your Life would have been dope too, man.
Oh yeah. Oh my. What?
Live Your Life. Was it? It wasn't there, right?
Yeah.
Because that song slapped in the Mitchells versus the Machines movie.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Actually, that was really good.
Damn.
What else? I mean,
I don't know. This shit has so many. Like, I didn't realize how many songs were left out because all the songs were where I was like, oh, that's all our hits? And I looked at it, like, no, it's not. There's more.
Yeah. You know, you have such a great discography when people are like, why didn't you play this? Why didn't you play this?
Yeah, really good, really good. So for me, it's one of the more entertaining. I mean, like, I wasn't a super big fan of the Weeknd one. The last year one was cool, though. The Hip Hop Legends one. Yeah.
There were a lot of people saying that, you know, they're really, they really appreciate the whole simplicity of this. Of her stage, and you know where you're looking at. Like, hindi siya yung parang there are like 10 different artists on the stage, and you don't know where to look.
Yes.
This time around, parang you know you're gonna focus on Rihanna, and that's it. And even the colors on stage were like siya lang yung red, and everybody's wearing white.
Yeah,
I wonder if the dancers. Yeah, it was really cool. I wonder if the dancers could keep their merch.
Probably. Like, you know.
They should, right?
I feel like you can wear that shit in public and not be looked at weird because there's so many. You know the Astro Boy boots?
Yeah.
The red boots? Who the fuck will wear it? I mean, I get it. Like, if you're, you know, a celeb, I would never wear that.
Still,
bro. Like, it's just.
People still bought it.
It's so uncomfortable looking, man. Like the Astro Boy boots.
The Astro Boy. The I didn't brand none.
I don't know, man.
It's probably like an unknown like designer luxury brand.
Maybe.
That's
so weird. But anyway, any more thoughts on the Rihanna Super Bowl?
I am just so happy for the Rihanna Navy because we are alive. We are here. We never went away. Every single time Rihanna does something with her music, I'm like, I'm fucking crying again. I don't know why I am such a big fan. And I really don't know. I think it's because of like how she's just not like one, like she's multifaceted. There we go. That's what I want to say. Like she's multifaceted. And say whatever you want to say that she's just the ambassador of Fenty and they just slap her name on there. I think it's a smart business move. We like smart business women, you know? And I am just here for it. So
I'm surprised she didn't promote anything like if she was going to do R9 or her next album. I'm surprised
Because she did go on an interview and said that, you know, performing is one thing, but announcing that you're going to have another album is a different thing.
Right.
Like it's a whole different commitment. And I feel like maybe that's not a commitment that she can like do right now because of her, you know, her children, her family, two freaking businesses, by the way, and you know, all of her money. She needs time to rest.
She doesn't even need to make another album.
No, she doesn't need to.
She doesn't.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
All right. Well, pal, that's the podcast for today. Happy week, everyone. Belated Valentine's to whoever celebrated out there.
Belated Valentine's, whatever.
That is, right. And, Yeah, anything else? Follow us on social media. Shout out to the people that message us on Halala Show. They send us memes sometimes. They send us articles. They send us links.
I know.
Also, some people joined the Halala Show Leche Fam. That's really cool. So it's all there on Instagram, Facebook. Just search for Halala Show. You know someone? I don't know. So I got an inquiry for a debut, right? In June. And the dad was the one who contacted me. And he said that, hey, JC, my daughter's a big fan of yours. And I was like, a fan of what, right? And he says, I think it's from the podcast. So I don't know if it's from here or from the solo podcast or whatever. But either way, like, there are high school kids either listening way. To us. That's pretty
it's
cool,
a win.
Man.
It's a win for
That's
you,
pretty,
man.
That's pretty neat, man. So, yeah, thank you to all the people who listen. And whether you're a silent Leche fan or you're very vocal in the groups and whatever, thank you. And just continue to do so, all right?
Yep. We will be expecting your emails soon. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we forcing it? Are we forcing it too much?
No, just give us 5 stars on Spotify if you're not going to email
us. Five stars. There we go. That's it. That's it.
That's the podcast and extra song. Halala Show.
Bye.
I'm going to go watch Ant-Man. Bye-bye.
Ooh.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.